think the Overture is the most musically complex song on the album in terms of production. We're going to go through some of the highlights and show you how we made the beats. Little by little, we built on top of that metronome. We started it off with this Kanye West college dropout kind of vibe. Then we got to this 90s rap rock. And then on top of that hip hop vibe, we added this big Disney violins, trumpets, orchestral. Then we went full out fucking Tweedledee Tweedledum walking music. For the finale, the most important goal was that you can pick out each sample. It's not just a mishmash of sound, and I think that's what makes the finale so emotionally impactful. But I'm weak. I'm gonna show you guys how we made the drop in Weak. But I'm weak, and what's wrong with that? Boy, oh boy, whenever we're producing, I always find that it never sounds quite right when there's too many electronic synths in there. What a lot of people are doing now is they're taking synth instruments and replicating what acoustic instruments used to do. So like all of the EDM drops are kind of replicating the old guitar solos. And what we're trying to do is exactly the opposite. The obvious thing to do would be this kind of thing. And instead, what we decided to do, and basically the acoustic instruments replicated what a synth pad would normally do. And in terms of drums, we did kind of a similar thing. I think the obvious drum to go with would have been like a trap snare. And instead we decided to go with a dusty acoustic drum set. And once you put all that together... So today I'm gonna show you how we made the beat to 330. We wanted there to be this jazzy flute sound that was like super syncopated. So then on top of that, we wanted to add a lot of these weird jittery vocal effects, which I got from Splice, which is a website that has all these like really good samples. Then we got Jack recording this vocal line over it, which gives it just more of like an emotional feel. I knew I wanted the drums to be really organic. Oh, you know what? The trumpet actually came from a different song. This was a song we had recorded like a year ago and never used. Then we added a Harmony Engine vocoder thing. And as soon as we heard this, we were like, this doesn't really sound like a trumpet anymore. It sounds like a new kind of instrument. I remember this was kind of the skeleton of how we started the beat for Drama. So with a lot of our music, I think we take the approach of kind of a wall of sound, pack 1,000 instruments in there. And with Drama, we wanted to take a slightly more hip-hop approach. 3 or 4 instruments, compress it, distort it, shove it in your face. So basically the first thing we did when we were sculpting this beat, we had Jack go, cut that up and pitch it down. Auto-tuned the whole thing and processed it so it sounded more like a sample. We wanted the rest of the beat to feel fucking like Kendrick, but we also wanted it to feel AJR-ish, so we ended up adding a lot of these unique sounds on top of it. We added this organic element. We got this violinist to come into the living room, and we put it all together to sound like this. Hey guys, today I'm gonna teach you how we made the spoke step in No Grass Today. Didn't smoke no grass today, but that's 'cause I'm the... So first, a little definition of spoke step. It's a word we invented. It's basically cutting up vocals over a beat the way that dubstep would cut up bass sounds over a beat and kind of messing with it. It starts with a very clear sample. The sample I used for No Grass Today is in the intro, this thing. And essentially I cut it all up onto the sample machine and put it into different pads so I could play with it, so I could end up going... In addition to the female stuff, I recorded a lot of kind of weird sounds of me doing vocals. Yeah! The weirder the sound is that's coming out of my mouth, the more uncomfortable I am, the cooler the sound is gonna end up being. Ooh-wah-ba-da-ba. Yaha! And that's how we made the spoke step in No Grass Today. No grass today. come hang out. I'm just going to show you how we do the chorus vocal. So kind of our goal with this vocal was we wanted it to sound kind of alien, otherworldly. It's a lot of layers in here, I can show you. So I started off with just my... That's my lead vocal. And then on top of that, we added one of our friends, her name is Samia. She's an incredible singer. I got her singing. Just like a lot of washy reverb and high EQ and stuff. And then on top of that, we have this thing called Harmony Engine. Yeah, so basically anything I sing into the keyboard now, depending on what I play, that note. Check one, two. Check one, two. All of those together. Thanks for watching. This is how we made the chorus of Come Hang Out.
But I'll be there next time. I'll be there next time.